In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a wonderful holiday of the resurrection of Christ, the Sunday. Sunday is always the commemorating of the Pascha time, and it's always a glorious holiday. But we have also today another holiday, which is of the holiday of the icon of the Mother of God, of Kurskaya icon. Kazanskaya icon of Mother of God. It was uncovered in Kazan. My beloved, the icons of Mother of God had been especially favored by the Theotokos herself, by the Mother of God. She has had done countless of miracles through her icons. When a person correctly is venerating the icon, he's actually not venerating the paint or the wood, but he's actually venerating the Theotokos. He is looking at the icon, and through the icon, he has to, in his heart, believe that the Mother of God is actually there, and she is looking at him. And if somebody approaches the Mother of God through an icon in faith, she absolutely will respond and will give any help that's needed. You know, as everybody knows, the life of the Saint Mary of Egypt. Saint Mary of Egypt was a terrible woman that had lived only to satisfy her passions and had brought in so many people into sin. And one day she wanted to follow with all the crowd that was coming into the church to venerate the cross of the Lord. And some power, of course, which is God's power, would not allow her to come in into the church, no matter how she tried. Finally, she had gotten totally exhausted and stood on the side of the gate or of the doorway. And there she noticed an icon of Mother of God. And her heart went out to the Mother of God, and she cried out to her, knowing that she was one of the filthiest persons on earth, and she is approaching the purest person in the world, the Mother of God, and begged her to help her, to let her son, to allow her to come in and venerate the cross. And the Mother of God immediately did that. The Mother of God helped her to come in, and she venerated the cross, and she's become a changed person. And as you know, the life, of course, she's become a saint that reached the heights of the angels. My beloved, Mother of God stood by the cross. She stood by the cross watching her son suffering. Her son and her creator, her God, and she saw him suffering. She saw all the bruises and all the pain that he had endured all night long from the soldiers. And her heart was breaking. She didn't have any kind of problems when giving birth, as normal women have, when they have to endure pain when the child is being brought out of her womb. For Jesus Christ went out miraculously without ever touching her or causing her any pain. But here she had endured all the pain by looking at the Lord, looking at the Lord and in his suffering. And my beloved, she also listened to her son from the first moment. As soon as he was able to converse, he listened and looked at his life and followed his life and fulfilled all the commandments that he said. And of course, when she heard him saying to the Father the prayer right there from the cross, asking the Father to forgive the people what they have done to him, and for they knew not what they were doing, he asked the forgiveness for them, and she understood that. And this is what she always does. She forgive us. She knows that we were the cause of his suffering. He came voluntarily to suffer on the cross to save us. It was because of our sinfulness, because we were absolutely shackled with the passions, and we couldn't get out of it. We needed the special help from the Lord himself. We needed the help, and the Mother of God, knowing that, decided to be the helper of the Lord. And she is always ready there to help us. You know, for those people who approach her through the icons, the Kazanske icon, in the Tsarist time, there was counted up to 500 icons of Kazanske Boże Matery, which were miracle-making. Well, actually, the miracles were made by the Mother of God, but she was making it through the icon. My beloved, Mother of God, it has acquired that purity and the love from her own Son and the Lord. And she is intervening all the time, even though our Lord, of course, is the most merciful. And yet the Mother of God, many times as a mother, adopting us, she had done is she is crying out to her Son, please spare this man or this woman or this person or this person. They don't know what they're doing. She is repeating the same words that the Son had said to his Father. And Mother of God, and as we have today is a day especially that I remember one priest had a son that he also was an iconographer. He painted an icon of the Mother of God of Kazansky, and that day after liturgy he blessed the icon and put it up, and he was requested to have a malevin. And after he had the malevin, at the end of the malevin, exactly, all of a sudden he heard a cry from a choir loft, and a little baby had fallen down, 5 years old, down from the bell tower, and that's about 3-story high, and down on the bottom was the cement. And of course the poor priest comes out, and he was sure he's going to see a body of a little baby, a 5-year-old little toddler. And when he came up, and he saw that the toddler was sitting and smiling, and it seemed to have no pain any place. And right overhead was a big beam that was falling on after him, because they were building the bell tower, and the floor wasn't banged in yet. And so when the child got on there, these boards came apart, and he went through, and then one of the boards was flying after him. But miraculously, he then was saved. And who saved him? Of course, the Mother of God saved him. And of course, the mother of the baby demanded that they would take the child to the hospital for full checkup. And he had a full checkup, and they didn't find not one bruise, not one scratch, nothing. Because this was truly a miracle Mother of God had done. And also, I know of a priest that went through hell, literally. He went through the attacks of the evil one. The evil one attacked him first in as a big three-story high, or two-and-a-half-story very high monster, and then on the way back, after he went to give somebody communion, then he went back, he was going the same road, because he felt as a priest that his duty to go the same way. He could have went another road, but he went the same way, and that was at night time already. And he had, as soon as he approached the place, he was starting to was filled with so many fears, because he started to see all of a sudden shadows like, and all kinds of evil spirits that are lurking behind every corner of the house, behind every tree, every bush. And no matter how he tried to pray and so on, he felt like he was abandoned, and he wound up to be in the hell. And actually the time was only 20 minutes to his house, but it took for him it felt like it was probably hours and hours that he went through this, and he could not get any help. My beloved, he, as soon as he walked out of the car, his feet were shaking like a leaf on a tree, and he went up into the house, and as soon as he glanced up at the icon of Kazanske, icon Boże Matery, of Mother of God, immediately all the fear was gone. And that's when he recognized and understood that the Mother of God is always ready to help us against the beauties come when they attack us. So do so, my beloved. Always cry out to the Mother of God. God, because the filthy enemy is afraid very much of the Mother of God and of the cross, and but even more of the Mother of God. See, the filthy scums are afraid. So cry out to the Mother of God. She's waiting to help us all the time, because she absolutely adopted us. She has taken us for her own sons, especially when we have received, when we have become Orthodox and received Holy Communion. Then she accepts us as her own sons and daughters, and such a love that she has for her own children, and she never abandoned us. Just have to approach her. She won't force herself on us, just like her son will not force himself on us. My beloved, we have to try to look all the time for the help from the Mother of God, and to ask the Mother of God to bring us to her son, so that we will have our salvation, so we will be able to live according as he had lived, and according as he had showed the life and the earth. And he said to us, he said, be humble and meek in your heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Well, this is what he was. He says, be humble and meek as I am. And my beloved, he was humble and meek, and he wants us to be humble and meek, to be able to have the joy of salvation even here, while we're here on this earth. No matter what befalls us, no matter what happens to us, we will, my beloved, be able to keep the peace and the joy inside, which will finally be, when we leave this earth, it will go into the kingdom of heaven, and we will rejoice at all times in the Lord, and know that we will be with all the heavenly dwellers. Amen.